This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, so let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
Today we're diving into a source that's, well, maybe a bit different for us. It's a story.
Yeah, it's called Freddy the Frog's Flying Flip-Flops.
Right. Sounds simple, maybe for kids, but honestly, there's some surprising nuggets packed in here about, you know, big ideas and how we figure things out.
Exactly. So our mission today is really to look past the lily pads and the pond setting and really extract the core lessons from this story about creativity, persistence, problem solving. What can this frog, Freddy, actually teach us?
Yeah, this frog with his famous imagination and these really large, very pink flip-flops.
Those pink flip-flops, yeah.
So Freddy lives in Lilypad Lagoon. Everyone knows him for his imagination. And then one day, he gets the idea.
The big one.
Not just hopping higher in his flip-flops. No, he wants them to actually fly, like properly fly.
Zoom through the air is the quote, I think.
That's it. It's audacious, right, for a frog in flip-flops.
Definitely beyond the norm for a Lilypad Lagoon, I'd say. And what's interesting is how the source presents it. He jumps straight into trying.
No hesitation?
Not really. It mentions him, like, attaching balloon strings, gluing feathers, using rubber bands. He just kind of throws everything at it and goes for it.
So he climbs up the tallest mushroom there, yells, FY time, and leaps.
Yeah.
Splat.
Yeah, splat.
Right into a berry bush, apparently.
Upside down. And the story says he ends up with a bird's nest on his head.
Classic messy failure. You know, the kind you can't ignore.
But this is where, for our deep dive, it gets really interesting. The story doesn't just end there. It doesn't make the failure the point.
No, it immediately points out that Freddy didn't give up.
Exactly. That splat, it wasn't a stop sign. It was information, data.
Right. It really highlights that whole trial and error thing being essential. You learn from the splat. Like, okay, what went wrong?
Why didn't the feathers work? What about the rubber bands?
Instead of just, you know, trying the exact same thing again, hoping for a different result, which never works.
Right. He changes his strategy. He seems to realize, okay, maybe I don't have all the answers myself.
Or what did he do?
He calls his friends, gets some help.
The collaboration part.
Yeah.
Sally Snail, right? She brings slime.
Slimy stabilizers, yeah. Sounds technical.
And Gary Grasshopper helps test the bounce.
Good skill for flip-flops. And Betty the Beaver.
The builder. She makes a launch ramp. Suddenly, it's a whole team project.
And that's such a key moment. It kind of makes you think, when do we need to stop trying to figure it all out alone?
And start collaborating.
Yeah, because the story suggests bringing in those different skills, different perspectives, it doesn't just help a bit. It makes the idea way better.
They end up building the Flip-Flop 3000.
Which is described as aerodynamic, frog-tastic, and surprisingly sparkly. Like if that does.
Me too. So this leads to attempt number two, Froggy Flight Day 2.0.
With the team's upgrades, the stabilizers, the ramp.
Freddy hops on, gets balanced, and whoosh.
He actually does it. Soars over the pond, does a loop.
Makes a smooth landing. In a leafy hammock, no less. Success.
Ah, but here's the thing. The source is very specific about his reaction. He shouts, "It worked." Sort of.
Sort of. I love that. The crowd cheers. He gets his reward, a juice box. But there's that little qualification.
It wasn't maybe perfect, sustained flight as he first dreamed it, perhaps. But it was definitely flight. It was success of a kind.
So let's recap Freddy's journey here. Started with this wild, imaginative idea.
Check.
Hit a very real, very messy splat moment.
Definitely check. Taught us that learning kind of needs that trying and failing.
Then the crucial pivot. Stop going it alone, ask for help, build a team.
Yeah, collaboration makes it better.
And finally, it lands not on perfect, flawless victory, but on a sort of success.
And the takeaways seem pretty clear, right? Imagination is great, but it needs persistence.
Mm.
Failure isn't the end, it's just feedback. Essential data for the next try.
You're working together, collaborating, that strengthens the idea. Oh, and maybe flip-flops can fly with enough belief and feathers.
And slime, apparently. Don't forget the slime.
Right. So thinking about this, what does Freddy's little adventure mean for you listening?
Yeah. Have you ever had a really wild idea? Something that seemed, you know, impossible.
Or faced your own splat moment.
Yeah.
Where it just went completely wrong.
Or maybe knew when it was time to call in your own team or friends, colleagues, family to make something actually happen.
And that it worked, sort of. That feels incredibly real, doesn't it? For so many things we try.
It really does. It makes you question what success even means sometimes. Is it hitting the bullseye exactly as planned?
Or is it just making real progress, learning a ton, and getting,
yeah,
well, getting close, achieving something meaningful, even if it's not the original picture?
Exactly.
So here's a final thought to maybe mull over after this deep dive.
Yeah.
What's a goal or an idea you're working on right now that might realistically end up being a sort of success? And what could that sort of outcome actually teach you? Maybe something that perfect, flawless success wouldn't.